Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maven Sinner with your 8am Zedlines. A potential new treatment for motor neuron disease has seen successful results in a human clinical trial. NuNerve, a company established by UniQuest at the University of Queensland, has announced its lead drug candidate, NUN-004, proved safe and efficient in the Phase 1 study. Queensland Brain Institute Emeritus Professor Perry Bartlett says the drug can potentially slow disease progression and improve fine motor movement. Every day in Australia, two people die from the disease and two are diagnosed with motor neuron disease.
An Instagram influencer has confessed to abusing her job at a government health agency to assist a drug dealer in obtaining mobile phones through identity theft. Jaylee Tori Bonow, 28, appeared via phone at Brisbane Magistrates Court, where she pleaded guilty to unlawfully accessing identification information to commit an offence and using a restricted computer system without authorisation. Bonow admitted to accessing the agency's computer system to retrieve the details of three driver's licences while employed in payroll services at Queensland Health.
Liberal National Leader Peter Dutton has vowed that he will not stand in front of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags when he addresses the nation. When speaking to Sky News last night, Dutton, whom had already adopted the practice, said that if he was elected next year, he will speak only with the Australian flag behind him. He said, quote, "We're asking people to identify with different flags. No other country does that, and we are dividing our country unnecessarily." Albanese had introduced all three flags at his very first press conference as Prime Minister 3 years ago.
Laws in the Australian Capital Territory have passed allowing tenants fleeing domestic violence to submit a family violence termination notice to their landlord. Attorney General Tara Chain hoped the laws would remove barriers for people. Victim survivors will be able to use existing legal orders or a declaration from several highly accessible professionals to secure a termination notice and avoid break lease fees, Ms. Chain said. A government spokesperson said more laws will be enacted to the coming months to better protect renters.
In international news, an arrest has been made in connection with the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione was found with a gun similar to the one used to kill Thompson, as well as a fake New Jersey ID and a silencer. He was arrested on unrelated gun charges by Pennsylvania police, but is considered a strong person of interest in the Thompson case. NYPD Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said Mangione carried a 3-page handwritten document that spoke to his motivation and mindset.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you.